We do know by your Imatomadeya, you have brought liberation unto the house of Israel. We bow before you this scripture truth, Eve. As we come into the presence of our Abba, to worship, to acknowledge you and all things, and to call upon you by your name, for that excellent name, the mighty name of Yahweh, the strong tower, the strength and the assurance for Israel. So we bow before you, our Abba, with great sincerity. We are motivated by the presence of our HaMashiach. We know that your Shul dwells, lives in the love of Israel. For the testimony is true, and the witness is profound. For the Torah, your truth, is made alive by the witness of the profoundness of our Yahshua. So as we bow tonight, we ask you to Barak Israel, your people, to sustain us, to keep us free from the bondage of darkness, from the wicked one as he toils against the mind of Israel to destroy the integrity of the witness of Yahshua the Lamb. For our sins and our transgressions, we do lay them before the altar of our Abba. You may cleanse us. You may purge us. You may heal us. Wash us in the precious dam, Yahshua the Lamb. For we do bring teshuvah, our repentance, before you, our Abba. We entreat you with our voices, with our hands of Tota, a hodu unto Yahweh. We worship you, we praise you. For your name is excellent, and it is the sweet savor of our mouths. So we call upon you, our Abba. We do pray that your healing flow, Yisrael, you touch us all mightily and make us alive, that the Torah, the strength of Yahshua, rise in us. As we began to come to the fullness of your knowledge and truth, we shall rise with great rejoicing. Know the power of our Abba and the might of this truth that he has written in the love of Israel. Rejoice in it. We told you, our Abba, hallelujah. We praise you for the mighty blessings, your assurance, your shalom, your healing, your health unto Israel. For the prayer of healing, Yahshua, we shall receive every living word tonight. We shall not reject one iota what you speak unto Israel. We shall receive it all. The mighty name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. Touch your people, scattered throughout the nations of the world, in every location, every nation, and every form of government. Your shalom rest upon Jerusalem, Israel, your people scattered. Strengthen them all. Those that will listen tonight to this live stream of the internet, those that may hear this message, whatever form they may hear it, bless them, I pray. Look of all the brothers, bring the ones safely home. Those that are driving like Elder Whiteman, watch over them, I pray, on the dangerous highways, Yah. Give us all comfort tonight in your truth. We may rejoice knowing that our Abba lives, and the power of his kingdom dwells in the love of Israel. For Yahshua and the power that witness rule in the kingdom of Yah. We told her you tonight. We shall worship you in Yahshua's mighty name. We shall shout the Teshuah, the Teshuah. Hoover in Yeshua's mighty name, because we have Teshua in Yeshua, and our Teshua repentance is sincere, Maria. Bless Israel. Grant unto us the liberty to worship you in the knowledge of Yeshua. We do ask in Israel, cry hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we shall wait.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Yahweh.
We shall wait.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The mighty word of Israel. We know that Yahweh is all things in His hand. We do pray and ask that your precious anointing, the fire of your Ruah, rest upon this fire tonight. Your man servant as he speaks, and the words will be like fire that flows from the belly of his being, that it will cut and consume everything that is not of Yah. So bless him tonight. Bless your words. We shall not go out and return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which is his sent to do, and will do exceedingly great things. We will rock you tonight. Touch everyone, I pray. Brother James, look upon him, Yah. And all of those that need a touch in their bodies tonight. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Yahweh shall speak to you tonight. And Shalom. You may be seated. And he shall speak unto Israel. For he shall command his house and speak unto them the everlasting and the eternal words. I do barak him for that. For what a great blessing it is for Yah to speak unto a people, a subject that is merely clay, that has nothing to offer, and we possess nothing to offer. And what intrigued him above all things is that we can offer unto him the praises or the worship of Todah, of thanksgiving, that we are exceedingly glad in what he has done and what he is doing. What a great blessing that is. And the blessing procures a reward among Israel, for we truly barak him. And Todah our Abba for his wonderful works, for his mighty hand of might, that he has wrought a work among his people. Do you not realize that today, that he has kept you from the gate of death? There was nothing special about any of us. We did not offer a consecrated offering unto him. And he beckons us in this hour in mere words of, lift your hands to me and cry Todah. And barak me for all that I have done. New York, this is a generation that does not understand the significance of that. He does not give us things that are so monumental and a task that cannot be acquired or obtained. He gives us a small measure. Yet we do not fulfill that with all purity of love. We find a reason and a way to escape what he commands us to do. And what a sad commentary and a witness against Israel. For we have not been the faithful bride that we can be and that we ought to have been unto our Abba. And yet he sustained you today. He allowed you to eat bread when there are many that cannot even consume bread. When there are many that are wasting away, yet we are fat, rich people. Yet we are not thankful unto our Abba. Without that, you will never be happy. Riches will never do it. Things of this life, never. Hallelujah. That's why I'm happy. Because I love it when Yah speaks to me. Come on, Deacon Horn. He's going to have to speak to me. I like that. Hallelujah. That's what Scripture said, did it not? Well, I don't know if it's in the book because you did not tell us. I read it from the book. It's in the book. Hallelujah. What do I do? Just search for it. Find it.
Toriah. Yo, Baraki said. I want you to look to your neighbor. Go ahead, look. Come on. I want you to say, do I possess the joy of Abba Yahweh? I want you to answer that yourselves. Because it's a shame what I see from where I'm standing. That we don't possess the fullness of the joy of Abba Yahweh. Why is that? That's because we don't count His Mitzvah, His Torah, as having any weight in our lives. That's our problem. Hallelujah. There's no reason why we can't give Yahweh Todah. There's no reason why we should have this look of unthankfulness and unsatisfactory on our faces, saints. No reason. It's a sad commentary. It's sad. Hallelujah. What I want to talk about tonight, saints, I believe the Ruah of Yahweh laid upon my left, is compromises or compromisers of the truth. It's a devastating thing when you know and you understand the Torah of Abba Yahweh, and yet you compromise. You don't mind. It says you should not commit adultery. But can I lie just a little bit? How about a little lie? No. There's no compromising in the word of Yahweh. Yahweh does not compromise with you. His reason, according to His Torah and His statutes, you're going to have to come under those lines. And He'll reason with you. But in no way will He compromise His truth. And neither should we compromise the truth. Even as you ask your neighbor, do I have the fullness of Yahweh's joy in my left? I mean, you could put on a pretense. Just because I asked you to ask you each other that question, oh, I have the joy. No, you don't. Just be honest with yourself tonight, sir. And part of our problem is because we compromise. And that is a wicked and it's a vile thing in the house of Abba Yahweh that we compromise the truth. When it comes to our children, when it comes to our mother, our father, anyone out in the world, that we compromise Yahweh's truth. In the scripture I'm going to read as I continue, it says it's a wicked and a vile thing that we that profess ourselves to know the name of Abba Yahweh. And yet when we come to our family members or someone you might meet in the job and all of a sudden it's Lord or it's God, that's wrong and it's wicked. It's wrong of you to know that your family members, your children, your brothers, your sisters are in sin. And yet there's a joy when you're in their presence. Why? Because we compromise the truth. You won't condemn them or rebuke them in their wickedness. See, first of all, you must have a testimony. If they don't see no testimony in your life, then what you say to them doesn't mean a hill of beans anyway. Why do we compromise? Where does compromising start? I like when I begin a study, I like to find out where it begins, where compromise begins. If you would turn with me to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, I'm going to begin reading. What is compromise? Compromise is you understanding a law or Torah, and yet you step down a notch from that someone else may feel comfortable in their sins, or you feel comfortable in what you're saying in your sins or what you do. That's compromise. I'm going to read the definitions. I got a definition here. Agreement. See, Yahweh's not going to agree with us in our sins. Agreement comes from Abba Yahweh when we walk in the fullness of His light. When we walk in the fullness of His Torah, then there's agreement. See, we should not have an agreement or fellowship with the unfruitful. First of all, it's unfruitful. Works of darkness. We should not compromise. We should not intermingle. No, it's wrong. Agreement, a settlement of a dispute in which two or more sides agree to accept less than they originally wanted or agreed to. Sad commentary. Sad. We as the Kedushas of Abba Yahweh, we should all be on one level. What is that level? To do all that we can in our bodies to obey and to do the will of Abba Yahweh. Is that not what Yahshua HaMashiach did? Did he not obey it to the fullest? Yes, he did. Did he compromise? No. Even when the enemy came and tried to tempt him while he was fasting in the wilderness, he did not compromise. Not one bit. And he spoke, it is written. That was his strength, because it was written. It has been prophesied. It has been spoken before time. And he could not compromise. No, he couldn't. What if he would have compromised? All Satan come with his smooth words to him. Oh, I'll give you all the land that you see here, the riches. It could all be yours. If you just bow down, that's all you have to do. See, right there, compromise. And I'm going to show you where it begins in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Hallelujah. And it says, listen to this. Now, the serpent was more subtile than what? Any beast of the field which Yahweh had made. Now look at that. The serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field. And we know our enemy, the old serpent, Satan. See, it says right here, it says that the serpent was more subtile or sneaky. It was quiet in its approach. Also, that's Satan. He's quiet in his approach. He's subtile. He's sudden. But see, if you read on in this, it says that any beast of the field. Then why are we becoming under the tricks of the enemy? His darts. It says that he was more subtile than the beast. Are we beasts? Do we ascend ourselves to that kind of level that we are as the beast? Then why does the enemy have power, have charge in our lives, saints? It's because you compromise. When you compromise, you bring yourself down, I believe, to a lower estate than even the animals out here. And that's where Satan has the advantage over you. Because you compromise. See, Yahshua had all the power that was bestowed to him from the Abba. Satan didn't trick him. No. He didn't fool him.
No, he did not.
He did not. No. And we profess ourselves to have the Ruach.
Yes, sir.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Why is it we let the enemy have our way? Mm-hmm. Have his way. It's because we have compromised this truth.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything to us. And that's sad.
Yeah.
We speak it, it come out of our mouths.
Yes.
We fake it.
Yes.
But we don't live it. We don't mean it in our lives. If you did, then you would have power over the enemy in his subtile ways. Yes, you would. But you condescend. You're loading that beast of the field out there. Hallelujah. I don't take it back. Not at all. Hallelujah. The word of Yahweh does not go out and return to him void. But it goes out and it accomplishes what it is sent forth to do. If it's to move you out, praise Yahweh. If it's to bring you into this faith stronger, that you love Yahweh even more, hallelujah. Todiah. Now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field that Yahweh had made. And he said to the woman, yea, has Yahweh said, you should not eat of every tree in the garden?
Yes, come on. I like
this. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, But of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, Yahweh has said, you should not eat of it, neither shall you touch it. Yes, you die. Do you understand what's going on? The conversation here. Here Eve is talking with us, the serpent, the devil. Hallelujah. A subtile creature. See, and already you can see him alluring her. She's speaking to him. First of all, she should not have any conversation. Her conversation should be with Adam, with Abba Yahweh in the first place. It didn't dawn on her that this serpent is speaking unto me. Why? What's the purpose? The only purpose that Satan has is to beguile. He is a liar from the beginning. Hallelujah. And he abode not in the truth, in the Torah of Yahweh. And the serpent said to the woman, ye shall not surely die. For Yahweh does know that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. See, already he's trying to work up a little compromise here. See, and we know that Eve's going to give in, and she's going to compromise the truth of what she had already been told to. She knew what to do and what not to do. But see, she opened up her lips to this serpent. Why do you open up your lips to serpent saints? Those that, see, first of all, we should have no fellowship with those that are in the world, especially those that have heard the truth, that have been in the truth. And I'm speaking about those that were actually here. Yes, I am. And those that may be listening, the situation, it goes on and on. They can testify to the same situation. Hallelujah. But it should not be any fellowship. There shouldn't be any conversation. And I believe that. Hallelujah. Because what's going to happen, you see, they're going to be serpents. They're going to be your serpent, just as this serpent is the Eve. And they're going to speak smooth things to you. Hallelujah. I have a brother that left.
Come on, my son.
And I'm being honest with you. He's very little, if any, in my thoughts.
Come on. I believe that.
Oh, there's something wrong with that?
No,
there's not nothing wrong with that. Yeah. See, because he chose not to walk in the ways of Abba Yahweh.
Yeah.
He was old enough when he left. He understood. He understood how we walk, how we are designed to please Yahweh. Yeah. But that was not his desire. And see, if Yahweh even allowed, which I don't believe he is, I pray he fall. I give him over to hell for the destruction of his flesh. That peradventure, his soul may be saved. That's what I do. And if he got a college degree, if he went that far, I would not rejoice. Why? Because all the world is doing is going to fill him with evil and knowledge. The knowledge of the world. That's all it is. Why would I rejoice? Because he got a scholarship.
Yeah.
Because he's stepping up in the world. Why is there an excitement there or a sense of pride? That's wicked. I will not compromise with him. I will tell him of his sin. Hallelujah. I will speak to him or anybody else. Hallelujah. And you should do the same, saints. This is a real battle that we in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Strong man. Yes. Lord. Yes. Upward. Yes. Wonderful.
Verse 5. I'm going to read. For Yahweh does know that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing both good and evil.
Yes.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food. See, already her perception of this tree totally changed. So all of a sudden now it's a beautiful tree. Now her lust is kicking in, good for fruit. I wonder what it tastes like. I wonder what it would be like to know both good and evil. What is it? And that it was pleasant to the eyes. You see what the serpent did? You see how now there's compromising in Eve? You see how now her total perception of that tree has changed from what Yahweh commanded, from what Adam has conveyed to her. Has this happened? Will it happen to us? Yes, it has.
Yes.
And yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
If we give ear unto the serpent.
Yeah. That's
all right. Hallelujah. And she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. You're eating of the tree. Why? Because you have compromised the truth of Yahweh. And as I go on, I'm going to show you different situations. And I want you to apply this to your situation in your life. Those that are listening and you that are here. Hallelujah. And a tree to be desired. Isn't that something? To make one wise. See now, if you see now her total track is off of Yahweh. Off of Yahweh. Now it's the tree. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat. What have you eaten? Is it too late for you? Have you eaten of the fruit of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil? What are you saying, Deacon Horn? Have you took that which, if you would have spoken unto your kinsmen, those that are out in the world, and then you allow the word of Abba Yahweh to be pushed to the side. See, what happened then, your perception of what Yahweh commands, what Yahweh desires of you, and what He wants, it totally changed.
Yes, it does.
It'll become a life thing. And then you'll find yourself even taking partaker of this fruit that the world is eating. Sad. Sad. Shame. Shame on you. Hallelujah. Even to the destruction of your soul. Don't you understand that? That is the only thing that you possess in this life. And really, you don't possess that. If you've been bought with the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach, you're no longer your own. You're no longer your own. That's all you possess. That's the only thing when this flesh passes, that's the only thing that's going to remain is the Ruach, is the Spirit. That's going to go back unto Yahweh.
Yes, sure.
Let the Ruach speak unto your lives tonight. Hear what the Ruach is speaking unto the assembly. It's vitally important, saints. And did eat and gave also to her husband with her. And he did eat. What was on his mind? What was he thinking of? Come on. See, Adam did not speak to the serpent. See, but yet, his wife. Hallelujah. That's the truth. Convince him. See, and then he let down his guard. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Verse 8. And they heard the voice of Yahweh walking in the garden in the Ruach of the day, the breeze, cool winds. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yahweh among the trees of the garden. See, anytime you find yourselves hiding, or you don't want me to see your face. You hide from the pastor. You duck. You get up. You walk out. That's because you're hiding for the presence. That's because you already partaken. You've already compromised. Wickedness. In the lips.
Hallelujah.
See, this should not be even found in the congregation of the righteous. Hallelujah. Not in the chosen ones of Yahweh. This should not be found, saints. Judge your heart tonight. Allow the word to burn and to purge. Hallelujah. Verse 9. And Yahweh called to Adam. He called to man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And I was afraid. Why was he afraid?
Come on.
because he's done wickedly. He's done wrong. Understanding the Torah, what Yahweh spoke unto him. See, Adam, he was over all the beasts of the field. But see, when he disobeyed the word of Yahweh, look what happened. See, he digressed. He failed. Hallelujah. How far have you fallen tonight? Then just like Adam, we went out, we disobeyed the Torah of Abba Yahweh, we compromised. And here we find ourselves even lower than the beast of the field. Hallelujah. Help me, Abba Yahweh. Because he was naked. Because all that I have done now is being revealed. And I know you see it in my nakedness. Don't you know Yahweh sees your nakedness? He knows what you're doing. That's another thing I'm going to touch on. It's wicked for you saints to do things in dark places and wicked in the secret places of your own life. You conversate, you talk, you plan, and then you act upon them plans in secretism. That's wrong.
I'll get to it. Hallelujah. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you were naked?
What happened?
Where did this transformation come from?
Have you eaten of the tree? What tree have you eaten of since?
Yes, yes.
Have you eaten of the tree? Yahweh knows. I can see it from here. I can see your nakedness.
Hallelujah. You're naked before Yahweh. There's not anything hidden. Hallelujah. And I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree? Thereof I commanded you that you should not eat. Hallelujah. What I'm going to convey tonight is from the Torah. And it's what he commands. It's his mitzvah. And from this night forth, you hearing this truth, if you stray from it, hallelujah.
After Yahweh has told you not to eat of what you heard tonight, then your souls are lost. Hallelujah. Were you judging Deacon Horn? Yes. Because a spiritual man judges all things. Well, you got the authority to say that? Yes. Because Torah says,
verse 12. And Adam said, the woman whom you gave me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. No excuse. No excuse, because he compromised. He waited out. Yes, he did.
I mean, this is flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. I mean, they were the only two on the earth at that time. And he waited. I lose her?
Yeah.
Or do I disobey y'all? And he compromised right there. See, the enemy knows what he's doing. He's shrewd and he's slick. That's why we should not descend from the place Yahweh has put us. He's put his ruah in you, saints. That's a power. Awesome.
Yes,
because that's all Yahshua had was a ruah of Abba Yahweh, his son. And so should we be sons. And so should we also be daughters of Abba Yahweh. Verse 13. And Yahweh said unto the woman, what is this that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. He tricked me. I fell under his subtleties. I found myself compromising with the unfruitful works of darkness. And I did eat. A sad commentary, saints, because that starts off where we are today. That's why we are where we are right now, because of that. And still, that same act persists down through the generations of Jerusalem, of the called out. The serpent is still beguiling. He's still tricking. See, saints, if you walk in the Ruah and the power of Abba Yahweh, and you say to the serpent, to the devil, go. That's up to Caesarea. Every once in a while, she'll say, go, devil.
Yes, that's so right.
We could be sitting there out of blue. Go, devil. You can say, go. Get the hints behind me, Satan.
Yes.
You have no power over me.
Yes,
and he will flee, saints.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's right. You submit yourself unto Abba Yahweh.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Turn to Acts. And I'm going to begin reading. It's another situation here of compromise. See, when we begin this walk in Abba Yahweh, we said, Yahweh, I surrender all. I give all to you. My heart, my mind, my soul, all that I have, what I possess. See, but what happens when Yahweh start removing certain possessions out of your life, things that you hold dear?
Yeah.
What happens? You find yourself, well, I didn't know he was going to take that. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, but we say, whatever your will, Abba Yahweh, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Send me. I will go. Have we not said that, saints?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I've said it.
Yeah.
And truly, I meant it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But you cannot let your guards down.
Yes.
You can't allow, you can't give space unto the enemy. Because he's looking for any crack, any cranny he can get into. That's one statement that Evangelist Horn, my Abba,
yes,
would say, if you give the devil a ride, he'll drive. He will. He will. I've testified to that. He will.
Yes, sir.
But a certain man, this is Acts 5, verse 1. Named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. You know where I'm going. Hallelujah. And kept back part of the price. What was the purpose of them selling their possessions? Did not Yahshua, as he walked the land, as he was seeking disciples, and he was saying, come follow me. Come follow me. When I spoke the last time, I mentioned that about the fishermen, brothers. They stopped what they was doing immediately and they followed Yahshua.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they gave up all. See, in here, I believe that there was offerings being brought into the tabernacle. And there were those that were just giving all.
I believe that too.
See, and I don't believe that their hearts were sincere from the beginning. They were looking at how others was giving.
Come on, my brother.
They looked how others were submitted.
Come on, that's
good. To the congregation, to the authority, to the rule of the Ruah.
Yeah.
And they're going to make a show. Well, we could do it too. Let's sell what we have. But let's kick back a little bit. Not much. Just a part. So that we can be looked upon as we gave up. Wicked. Wicked. For you to compromise the truth of Abba Yahweh. For you to come in a cloak. To be a hypocrite. Hallelujah. And I pray the same prayer as Pastor prayed. Just move them out, Yahweh. Those that are not sincere. The ones that don't want to be here. I don't want you here either. Go ahead and move out. Hallelujah. A statement of a brother that had left here said this ship was going down.
Yes.
He just didn't realize his ship was a ship that was going down. See, when a ship is being tossed in the waves and through the torrent storms, the first thing that you do is you let down the sails. All right? So the wind does not force the ship in a direction you don't want it to go. And then you immediately get rid of the weight.
Yes.
That's all Yahweh's doing, is getting rid of the weight. The excess baggage, I don't mind that. We get down to a few, that's all right with me. Less baggage, less we have to deal with.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Todiyah. Todiyah. Sold a possession. and kept back part of the price. What price are you keeping back, saints? You say you surrender all. Evidently, we have not surrendered all. Hallelujah. Because you compromise. Hallelujah. Yahweh's not going to compromise with us in our sins. As a matter of fact, he's not going to compromise with us at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And kept back part of the price. His wife also being private. She understood what they was doing to it. And brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Hallelujah. Verse 3. But Cephas said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your lamp to lie against the Ruach HaKodesh and to keep back part of the price of the land? They were not getting by. See, the Ruach seen right through them. The Ruach exposed their nakedness. Hallelujah. The Ruach seen the compromise, the wickedness in their hearts. And it says, whilst it remained, or while you had it, or possessed it, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not your own power? Why have you conceived this thing? See, that's what Eve did when she spoke unto the serpent. And the serpent, they had a conversation. See, she conceived this thing in your lap. And you have not lied unto man, but unto Yahweh. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up his spirit, his ruach. And a great fear came on all them that heard these things. I don't know if you see it in the ruach, but there's those that are dying. There's those that have left and their lives, saints. See, if they were left and progressed in the ruach, And did mighty works.
Yes,
I mean, no problem. But they did not. They went out and become even more wicked.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, that thing, when they left, it was in their hearts the whole time.
Yes.
As Ananias and Sapphira, they were just deceivers. In clothes. Why should we have fellowship with them? Why? Why should it be a comfortable conversation? Why? Why should you compromise? You don't have to like it, but it's the truth. This is what Yahweh commands. This is what he expects of us. Hallelujah. And what do we do? What have we done? But we have fallen and digressed, brought ourselves lower than the animals and the beasts of the field. Hallelujah. Told y'all. Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ruach. And a great fear came unto all them that heard these things. What happened to the fear? What happened to the fear? Why do we not fear our Yahweh? What has happened? Don't read on. Todiah. And young men arose around him, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, that his wife, not knowing what has happened, came in. And Cephas answered to her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Isn't that something? See, we see as I started how Eve was beguiled and gave unto the man. And here now, the man, hallelujah, he was beguiled, yes. It was by his lust,
yes, come on.
By his wants,
yes.
Hallelujah. And then he let his wife.
Yes.
And she understood what was going on.
Yes, she did.
And she done the same.
Sure.
And what you're going to see, the same thing happened to her.
Yes.
And Cephas said to her, how is it that you have agreed together, or you have compromised to tempt the ruach of Yahweh? Behold, the feet of them which buried your husband are at the door and shall carry you out. My, my. I don't know if you're taking this seriously tonight, saints, but I am. Hallelujah. I must first be a partaker of this. Hallelujah. And my desire is to obey this to the T. Hallelujah. Compromises of the truth. Why would you compromise, saints, this truth that has been given you, this great treasure? Hallelujah. Yahshua HaMashiach. That's what you're compromising. You're trading. See, saints, you're either going to love Yahweh and his son, Yahshua HaMashiach, or you're going to hate him. Hallelujah. The scripture says that you can only serve one master. You're either going to love the one or you're going to despise the other. No straddling the fence. You can't step on this side. I'm a child of the king. And then you step on the other side. I'm a child of the world, of Satan. It doesn't work that way. Hallelujah. Let me read on. I got some more. Hallelujah. Todiah. Then fell she down straight away at his feet and yielded up the root. And a young man came in and found her dead and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. Hallelujah. And a great fear came among the congregation and upon many as heard this thing. Hallelujah. See, it's wicked for you saints to scheme, to plan. You devise evil. You whisper among yourselves. Oh, we're going to do this, this, and that. Okay, when Pastor leaves, this is what's going to happen. Or when you go out from among the congregation, then you find yourself, or you do what doesn't pertain unto Scripture. You're a saint here, and you're a devil out there. Wrong, saints. Hallelujah. It's wicked. And Yahweh will recompense just reward for your wickedness. Yes, he will. You're going to be judged. Because you're not going to waste what Yahweh has given here. When Pastor and I was down at the prison, he talked about the abundance of the spiritual blessings of Abba Yahweh. And when he finished, and I talked about stewardship. What kind of steward are you? Are you an unfaithful steward? Of the gifts and the callings that are without repentance to the congregation of Yahweh. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. Help me, y'all. Told it. I bless you, Abba Yahweh. You devise your wicked things in your dark places, the secret places of your heart. There's compromise there. You should get rid of all the compromise things. No compromise. You either do or you don't. There's no even ground. Turn with me to Deuteronomy, Debrim, and I'm going to continue reading. Todiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what we need in this hour, saints. Hallelujah. Chapter 13, verse 1, Debrim, Deuteronomy. I want you to apply this. We should, saints, apply this to your life. Apply this to your situation. Those that are listening here on a live stream, hallelujah, or whatever it means you're hearing this message tonight.
That's all right.
Because those that deny the name of Abba Yahweh. See, Scripture talks about prophets. What is a prophet, Deacon Horn? All a prophet is one that proclaims truths or words, whether it be a false prophet or whether the man be sent of Yahweh. See, and though there are prophets that are in the world, and there's even prophets that lie down in your left. Yes, there are, because there's a conscience. There's something that speaks to you. There's an even Ruah that speaks to you. And it prophesies sweet things. Those out in the world, they want to paint a picture to you that it's all, we just having so much fun out here. Especially to you younger ones. I'm telling you, there's nothing out there. Everything that you see in this realm is going to pass away. It doesn't last. Look, I mean, look at these, the vehicles. I mean, they constantly working on. I mean, no matter what kind of technology man comes out with, there's always a fault. There's always a fault there. Nothing's going to last that you see with your eyes. And it's in vain. These are vain things. Vanity. You get this, you suffice for the moment, and then you want more. You're disgruntled. That's all the world has to offer you. And you get another trick and another toy. And you find yourself playing with that for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, that's lost its splendor. But in Yahweh, hallelujah, their precious promises. And they will never lose their beauty. They will never lose their light. Hallelujah. That's what I want to press for. That's what my desire is. Hallelujah. It's to obtain those gifts and those calls. Hallelujah. It's more than you can imagine, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we listen to these prophets. Those that are not sent by Yahweh. They're sent by the enemy, saints, to deceive you. Just as the serpent did in the beginning. Scripture says that he was a liar and the father of it. From the beginning, he abode not in the truth. Let me read on. Todiah. Scripture says, Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1. If there arise among you a prophet, all right, or a dreamer of dreams, and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spoke unto you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them. That's all Satan was saying unto Eve. That's all. So I want you to follow me, saints. If I can say, I want you to feel me. Understand what the Ruach is saying. Scripture says in verse 3, you shall not hearken. You should not listen. You should not hear what that one has to say. You should not hearken. You should not give your attentiveness to that one, to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For Yahweh, your Abba, proves you. And we wonder why we find ourselves in different situations.
Yes.
Because Yahweh is going to prove you.
Yes,
not for his benefit, but for your benefit.
For
that you may see the wickedness.
Yes.
That which lacks in your love, saints. He puts you in different situations. He's going
to
see if you're going to be faithful.
Yes.
He's going to see, is this just a pretense?
Yes.
When you're among others. And when you go out, it's a different thing. He sent those to you to prove you, those prophets, those dreamers of dreams. Read on. For Yahweh Yahweh proves you to know whether you love Yahweh Yahweh with some of your heart.
All.
That's part of the price. Isn't it? All. I surrender all, I give all. That's what we said, saints. With all of your love. Hallelujah. And with all of your soul, your being, all that lies within you.
Hallelujah.
Help me out, Father, that I meet that criteria. If I could just get there. Hallelujah. Told you. Scripture says in verse 4, you shall walk after Yahweh your Abba and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. And you shall serve him and cleave unto him. Hold unto him tightly. You cleave unto him. See, isn't that something, saints? Scripture says that the sheep, which is a beast, when it hears the voice of the shepherd. They come, they call, and they answer. A beast. You go out there to the goats, even the goats we have here. You shake a bucket, call the goats, they come. A beast. But yet when Abba beckons unto us and calls us, why do we not come? Have we sunk that low? And we're even lower than the animals, the beasts in the field? I mean, come on. Yahweh created man, Adam, after his image. What happens? One simple word, compromise. Because we have compromised the truth, the Torah of Abba Yahweh. Where's the conviction, saints? Hallelujah. See, our hearts have become hardened because we hear truths like this over and over again. And still yet we go out and disobey. You come back again, or Abba Yahweh, I'm sorry. It's not sincere anyways. You hear truth and you go out again. And don't you know that Yahweh is hard in your heart, that you cannot receive the truth, that you cannot hear? But you know he's blocking your ears that you cannot hear? He's doing that. Because constantly, time after time, we deny and we disobey the Torah of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And we compromise. It's better for you not to have heard this message than for you to hear and not obey. Woe unto your soul tonight, saints. Woe. Hallelujah. Just as Ananias and Sapphira, you're going to give up the Ruach and you're going to die. What death? Not only are you going to die in this physical man, but you're going to be thrust out of the presence of Yahweh. And that's even worse than dying this life. Hallelujah. Than to be separated from Yahweh. Hallelujah. I'll read it again, verse 4. Thank you, Abba. I told y'all. You shall walk after Yahweh your Abba and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. And you shall serve him and cleave unto him. I'm going to read, if you can turn, or just listen. You should have ears to hear. Just listen. Just hold that right there in Deuteronomy 13 and 4. I'm going to go to Lucas chapter 16, verse 10. The scripture says, he that is faithful and which is least is faithful also in much. He that is unjust in least is unjust in much. Todiah. If therefore you have not been faithful in the... If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you trust of the true riches. Come on, saints. If you can't be faithful to mere man, to flesh, how are you going to be faithful into the spiritual things? Hallelujah. How are you going to be a good steward to the things of Abba Yahweh? How are you going to take this truth that you're hearing tonight and obey it? There's no way you can do it, saints, unless you've been found faithful. Verse 12. And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, how shall you give that which is your own? And then this is what I want to get to, saints. No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one. He will cleave to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve Yahweh and Mammon. No possibility. It's as far as the east is from the west. No way. Can you serve flesh and serve Yahweh? There's no way that you can be a steward to the wicked out there on your job or who it may be. And you can't be faithful to the works of Abba Yahweh. No way. Hallelujah. Todiah. Oh, judge my heart, Abba Yahweh. I don't mind Yahweh. Show me what's in my inner left. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.